Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you, and we're only 2 days away from our annual Turkey Dinner Sunday. Hey, you've called, haven't you? I know a few of you have. I need more to call and reserve your spot. Join us. Let's have a great day. Let's have a big crowd. We can serve hundreds and hundreds on this coming Sunday. Join us for the 10:30 a.m. gospel service. You'll enjoy it. And then we'll head outside into the fellowship hall and we will enjoy a wonderful full course Thanksgiving meal that you will enjoy. I'll guarantee it. And we've been giving away some frozen turkeys as well. And so come out and join us. Be our guest. RSVP by calling the church at 614-875-2190 or email me, pastor@bbcgrovecity.org. All right. And we look forward to seeing you on this coming Lord's Day. And I want to talk to you about Genesis chapter 8 today. Genesis chapter 8. I want to talk about a verse here. In verse number 1, it said, And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth and the waters assuaged. That first line, and God remembered Noah. You know, the world was so wicked and the imaginations and thoughts of their heart were evil continually, that God decided to destroy the world with a flood. He told a man named Noah to build an ark, gave him the dimensions, pitch it within and without. He withstood the mocking of people, of friends, acquaintances. Noah, I'm sure his heart ached for them to believe. I'm sure his heart ached for them to come into the ark with him. 120 years he preached righteousness to those people. Finally, the day came and it began to rain. Noah and his wife and his sons and their wives all got on the ark. A huge ocean liner, but no compass, no sail, no rudder, no place to land. 8 people in all. All others will perish outside the ark. Noah felt it. I'm sure he did. That separation. Maybe friends. Possibly other family members, brothers, sisters, who knows? What a tragedy. But he was unable to help. 40 days and 40 nights. The waters were on the earth for about 150 days. How long? Boy, that's a long time. Listen, that's, what is that? Coming up on 5 months? I wonder if he thought, has God forgotten about us? God, you still know we're here? And verse 1 of chapter 8, and God remembered Noah. Well, we don't always remember things, and it gets a little difficult as we get older, but God always remembers. Thank God he does. Can I help you today? God remembers his word. God remembers, the Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 89, God remembered his covenant. Let me ask you a question. Do you remember God's word? Do you remember God's word? Jacob is returning to meet Esau. And he reminds God of his promise that his descendants will be as the sand of the seashore. And he reminds God, that's not going to be possible if Esau kills me. But God kept his word. You know, God never forgets a promise. God has not forgotten, my God shall supply all your need. God has not forgotten, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. God has not forgotten to cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. God has not forgotten, call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not. God has not forgotten, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. God has not forgotten his word. You know, did you ever promise your children something, and then time came, and you didn't think you could do it, and you say, I don't think we'll go, and they'll say, but you promised. You said, and they'll repeat your words to you. And you have to say, okay, I'll do it. You're right, I said that. And they hold you to your word. Well, we can do the same with God. But God doesn't forget his word. He knows. He remembers his word. Shouldn't we remember his word? But God also remembers his people. He remembered Noah. He remembered Abraham in Genesis 19. He remembered Rachel in Genesis 30. He remembered Hannah in 1 Samuel chapter 1. God hasn't forgotten you, my friend. Oh, you may be in difficult circumstances. You may be in a tough situation. You may have some difficulties, but God has not forgotten you. You're listening today and your marriage is in trouble. Can I help you today? God remembers you. You may be away from God and you may have been running from Him, but God hasn't forgotten you. He remembers you. You're in health problems. You're dealing with physical difficulties, but God remembers you. You're in financial straits and you don't know how you're going to make ends meet when the bills come due, but God remembers you. Oh, you're carrying heavy burdens, and God remembers you. Cast all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. J.C. Penney, James Cash Penney, that's what the J.C. stood for, was actually in a sanitarium. They thought he had a breakdown, and he really thought he was going to die. He wrote goodbye notes to his wife and his children. And as he woke up in the morning, he heard singing. He got out of bed and walked down the hallway towards where he heard the singing, and it was in the chapel. And what he heard him singing in the chapel was, God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. And it changed his life. And in a few days, he was released from that hospital and went to build the J.C. Penney stores. Oh, my friend, remember, He cares for us more than all the rest of creation. Remember, He said, the fowls of the air, I feed them, and the lilies of the field, I clothe them, and not a sparrow falls to the ground, but I take notice, and you're more valuable than they are. Listen, God remembers. You may go without some necessities, but He cares for you. And God will provide for you. He cares for the birds in the sky. He cares for the lily in the field. He cares for you. And He cares for me. He cares for you. He cares for you. He ever loves and cares for you. He'll do what no one else can do. For Jesus cares for you. He remembers His word. He remembers His people. But He remembers our labors. He remembers our labors. Back in the book of Hebrews in the Bible, Hebrews chapter 6, Hebrews 6 and verse number 10, the Bible says this, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward His name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Oh, others may forget your work for God, but He'll remember. Hey, nursery worker, others may forget the job you do, but God will remember. Hey, bus driver, people may forget the work you do for the Lord, but God will remember. Hey, junior church worker, others may forget your work for the Lord, but God will remember. Hey, church cleaner, others may forget your work for the Lord, but God will remember. Hey, Sunday school teacher, others may forget your work for the Lord, but God will remember. Others may forget to be thoughtful, but God will remember. Others may forget to be kind, but God will remember. Anything done in His name and for Him, He remembers your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward His name. Wow. God remembers. God remembers. He remembers His word. He remembers His people. He remembers our labor. But I also want to help you with something. God also has some things He won't remember. And you know what He won't remember? Our sins. He says, your sins and your iniquities will I remember no more. Wow. Wow. Gone, 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 gone. Yes, my sins are gone. Now my soul is free, and in my heart's a song, buried in the deepest sea. Yes, that's good enough for me. I shall live eternally. Praise God, my sins are gone. God doesn't remember them anymore. What sins are you talking about? I don't remember them anymore. Isn't that a wonderful thing? So I'm glad God remembers, and I'm glad there's something He doesn't remember, and that is my sins against Him. Once I confess and forsake those sin, He cleanses me from all unrighteousness, forgives and cleanses. And then he does remember his word. He remembers us, his people, and he remembers our labor for him. Our labor, the Bible says, be ye therefore steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is never in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Just keep serving him. Just keep loving him. Just keep on going. God remembers. God doesn't forget. And notice I didn't say he forgets your sins. He chooses not to remember them. And that's how we ought to forgive others. Not, they say, oh, I'll never forget what he said and did to me. No, but you can purposely choose not to remember it. And that's what God does with us. Oh, we can easily forget things, but thank God he remembers. And after all that time in the ark, over 5 months, the Bible says God remembered Noah. God hasn't forgotten you, my friend. He knows where you live. He knows your address. He knows your phone number. He knows exactly where you are, and he knows exactly what you need. And God remembered. Well, hope that's been a blessing to you today. And I can't tell you how excited we are and looking forward to the Lord's Day on Sunday. We've done this now, I think, for over 20 years. We've had this community Thanksgiving dinner on November 16th, and I'm just urging you to come, be a part of this big day. What a joyful time it is, and singing some good gospel songs, hearing a gospel message, fellowshipping together. You'll receive your meal ticket there in the service, and then we'll head out, and our folks will be happy to serve you your Thanksgiving meal on Sunday, November 16th. And don't forget, we'll give away some frozen turkeys and some of the trimmings that go with it to maybe help with your Thanksgiving meal. I know prices are high. I know some people are hurting, and this could be a blessing and a help to you as we go through these difficult times, okay? So 10:30 Sunday morning, join us. We will meet Sunday night at 5:30. The Spanish church is just going to have their afternoon service this week to help us out with the Sunday morning turkey dinner, and they'll be helping us as well, all right? And so we look forward to seeing you on Sunday. RSVP, either by email, pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or call the church office, 614-875-2190. And if someone's not here to get the call, just leave it on the voicemail, and we'll make sure we get you a ticket for you and however many you're going to bring with you on the 16th. Okay, then we'll get together Monday, Lord willing, for the broadcast, and that's going to be November 17, and we'll be talking about the righteous man, the righteous man, and we'll look forward to that broadcast come Monday, all right? And I'll remind you, you can pick up the broadcast either on our website, bbcgrovecity.org, or you can pick them up on our YouTube channel, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, or as podcasts on both iHeartRadio and Apple Podcasts. And just type in Words to Encourage or Bible Baptist Church, and it should pop up for you. And then if you'll follow, it'll notify you whenever a new radio broadcast is ready. Okay? Well, have a great weekend, everybody. And I'll look forward to being with you again on Monday. And I hope to see many of you on Sunday. Until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.